Stocks.
Triple M Finance.
Personal and business banking made simple with BCU.
Well, the US share market back under pressure last night. The Dow Jones, the S&P 500 and the tech-heavy NASDAQ all falling by approximately 1%. They've basically reversed Monday's improvements, and investors don't want to overcommit in either direction, it seems, ahead of the important decision on interest rates in the US early tomorrow morning. So the markets are bracing for another big rate hike. Now, the chances are that we'll probably get interest rates in the US rising by 0.75% for the third straight time. But markets are nervous about the smaller chance of a 1% lift. If that is the case, it would be the largest rate hike in the US in 34 years off the back of last week's hotter than expected US inflation. So that's going to be the big thing to watch in the day ahead. Now, overnight, we had just 2 of 30 stocks on the Dow Jones improving. That was Apple, which unveiled major price increases to its apps and in-app purchases in Europe and Asia in coming months. Also Boeing, while Ford was one of the worst performers, down 12% after warning of higher supplier costs in the current quarter. The Aussie market is set for a fall of around 1% in early trade when it opens, but keep in mind it rose by about 1.3% just yesterday. Telstra will pay a dividend to investors today, and oil prices fell by about 1.5% to $84 per barrel. The iron ore price, on the other hand, down more modestly by 0.33% to $98 per tonne. And the Aussie dollar, finally, the weakest it's been in about 2 years, at 66.9 US. This is Stephen Daglian from CommSec.